Yesterday we were speaking about, again, part two of Adam Waters Chart. Part two of Adam Waters Chart.
Do you remember
what
I asked you yesterday about the
chart part? Yeah, that's what I was trying. Okay, here's the chart part. It's right here. And the question was, you want to add water to your chart part and chart. It's drying out, actually.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
You know what I mean? It dries out. It's going to be dried out. Yeah. So you want to add a bit of water to your chart part. So what are you allowed to do? So we mentioned already that there's a problem to stir. A person mustn't stir the pot. So that's definitely, well, okay, let's see. So stirring is a problem. So therefore, let's see, you take this off. So you can't put a ladle in and take it out while it's on the fire. While it's burning, this is on. You can't do anything because that's punished on fire. What about pouring water in? So this week's was a machlokes. Some people learn that pouring water in is like stirring. Because it makes a bit of a turbulence. It does make a bit of noise. Yeah, so Shlomo Zalman said, if you do it bananas, if you do it softly, then that's okay. Ideally, it's better to take it off. That's, I think everyone says that. Really. It's better if you can to take it off. If you can't, if there's one person, and it's very hard for him to take it off, for example, and put it under the urn. You can't do it. You can't do it yourself. It's very hard. So then, in such a case, if you're stuck, then you could maybe bring water to here. Yeah, put a lid in your hot water urn, make sure it's nice and hot. And then you pour into here slowly but nice, in order that you don't make a turbulence that's not called stirring. Yeah? That's what we said yesterday. As adding water. And then we spoke about you taking water from the urn and then pouring into here. You see, you take a cup, you fill it out with water, and then you empty it into here. Is that okay? So we said that's not so simple as machlokes, which was made for others on machlokes in that case. Others say one shouldn't do it. So if one can avoid doing it, then if you can't avoid doing it, then one's allowed to be lenient. Alright. That's what we said more or less yesterday. And then finally we spoke about, what about if the trot's dried out? The trot's mum is dried out, can you add water to it now? Is that called bishul achafir? Very interesting question actually, that. Is that called cooking after baking? Well, since you've got trot here, the trot's over here, cooking. Why was it? It's dried out, all liquid's gone. So the chola, that's like baking. What?
Okay.
Why?
That's
a mistake now. I won't say that. That baking doesn't mean enough. He's always a scrambled egg on Charles. He's done baking. He's not done cooking. It's not the criteria that the possible says. Not where it's baked in the oven. But gosh, let's say, for example, you have a casserole dish, chicken with liquid in an oven that's cooked. The criteria is it surrounded liquid? That's a criteria. So a scrambled egg, you've not got liquid in there, liquid will dissolve and mash it up with a scrambled egg. Or you have with a scrambled egg, that's called baking. Mm. In an oven, if you have an oven, you have something cooking in an oven, mushroom, or chicken in juice, that's called cooking, that's not called baking. Mm. Very interesting, actually, I said that. So Shire's now over here, yeah, you had your chocolate. And what happened to it, the chocolate was born, it's got this enormous drying out. There's very little liquid left in there. Is there a problem to add hot water? Yeah, is that called Bishlach Havir? Of course, I would have thought you should think about this, it's a problem. Most possible say it's okay.
Why?
Because
it's basically still
a
liquid
thing. But that's the issue. I think I'll read out what Shlomo Zalman. I don't really understand what the swara is, I'll be honest. I don't really understand the swara. Shlomo Zalman says the swara, let's see if we can find it here. Perek Aleph Sif Lamed Hei. I don't really understand it, what he says. Yeah, I got that. I changed the other one, I didn't change this one.
You add on 14.
What?
You add on 14.
Yeah?
So add on 14
minutes. Mem test. Let's get to mem test. Let's try mem test.
Add on mem test.
Take off 14. Unless the page number 14.
It's the same page number. It's the same page number. It's just a sitting to take.
So you add 14. Right, it's probably take away 14, let's just have a look. I've got here a pair of Sif Lamed Hay. So I should go back at 14, I should go to Chaf Aleph. Maybe. Yes. Yeah, I think. Maybe. It's getting close, aren't we? Now, I've got a mission room, actually, I'm just trying to find where it is. Oh, here it is. Oh, no, I've got a Lamed Hay, it's not Lamed Hay, it's Lamed Dalet. Sorry, I got the wrong sip. Sorry. See, Lamed, you hear the question, range question. The shot is drying up on Shabbos morning. The liquid's gone. Now you want to add some more hot liquid to it. Can you do it? Is that called cooking after baking?
Yes, how can you put it on?
Oh, that's not the question.
Yeah.
Is that called cooking after baking? So he brings it over here. Geen moet luisteren bij een gang, twee keer deze gang naar Manasseh en Lui. Ja, ik denk dat het tafje is deze. Afpo oefen te kwijt zelfs. Maar ik zou zeggen, even zo, when you dry up, you're allowed to add hot water. But I don't understand why. Why is this? Why is this allowed? Is it allowed to? We een geusje met zijn van Bishlach at sea. We do not worry about Bishlach at sea. The bottom he brings down from Shlomo Zalman. I don't really understand. Let's just see what it says over here. He says, first of all, it's clear from all the poskim around this. Many poskim say you talk about adding water to the chalom, they don't speak about the shayla. So it looks like for many, many poskim, this is not a problem. It's hard to know why not, but the poskim don't seem to mention this problem. It's a question of cooking after baking. So it looks like it's not a problem.
Just what? We were talking yesterday, not the same case. I thought yesterday you were saying you add. I thought the whole thing of adding water to a chulen was because it was drying up, otherwise it would be burnt.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yes, we're talking about when there's water, when it's still inside. Now we're talking today, we're talking about it when it's dried out. It's mummy's dried out. So you want to revive it. One thing is wasted. First, we bring it into machlokus, an item that was cooked and baked. If you cook it again on Shabbos, is that a problem? That's machlokus. So a lot of possible, that's no problem. If it was once cooked, then baked, and then you want to cook it again on Shabbos, do you say that sleeve, the middle one, did you? One was cooking, two was roasting, and now you want to cook it again, number three, you want to cook it. Does number two nullify number one? And therefore you can't do three. That's a big question. So he says, well, the Maisa Mishmur is not happy, he wants to be a Machmeh, but the Maisa many possible ones want to. So that's one thing over here to use as a swara. That's true, you could use that as a swara. Then in Thailand, I don't know what this means, this is not worse than sleek kadal. Now, I think sleek kadal means it's roasted, but it's moisture inside it. And that's still for cooking, according to a lot of people. So this chod over here, it's still a bit moist. It's not mummy's roasted. It's not tasted and roasted. And therefore, he still calls that cooked. And therefore, he says that's not a problem. Yeah.
If we're trying to avoid the chulen to be completely dry,
yeah.
Yes, then I thought the issue is not that the water will cook the chulen, it's more, could the chulen affect the water? Because the water is just tiny compared to the volume of chulen, so there's not much water, basically.
That's true, but the water's really cooked, right? You're not doing anything. If the chulen's cooked, if, let's say you've got chulen and you've got water in your chulen, but it's going down, and you want to add water to make it more liquidy, that's no problem at all. You're doing bishl, there's no problem, it's all being fully cooked, everything's been fully cooked. The chulen's fully cooked, the water's fully cooked, there's no problem. We're talking about now a case of where the chulen has dried out. So when it's dried out, that's like baking. You
might have. Do I just want to make sure it's not right? Do I want to put a lot of, do I put lots of water or just a tiny bit?
What do you want?
It's already burning.
Once you could do it, you could do a lot or a little, makes no difference anymore. They're not doing their own. So you can add a lot of water or a little bit of water. So it's not the amount, it makes no difference. Once you're allowed to do it, you're not doing bishul, you're not doing sleep, no problem at all. So as I say, the best thing to add, whatever you add, it's always best to take it off the fire. If you can't take it off the fire, then if you pour it slowly while it's on, some posture will allow that as well. It's not ideal, but if you're stuck, then but the error could be while it's on. Okay, let's move on to today's topic. Now this is another issue today, so a completely different gazera now. To do with Bishl, obviously, but Chazal made a new gezeira called Hatmona. wrapping Bethlehem cup. Now, you might think, most of us think, it's a lot of, where's it relevant? Who wraps our food? Where's it coming to our story, wrapping our food? But you'll see, it's not so uncommon, actually. Let's go with Chazal, how they started. First, because I've said, there's two sorts of wrappings that you can do. There are certain things that, when they wrap around the food, they make the food hotter. That's the case, actually. They've got a koya to make, they're called moistened hevel. They give more heat into the pot. What's an example of that? Look, that's some examples, actually, of how moistened hevel. So that means adds heat. I've got over here what's called adding heat. Manure and straw. It looks like straw also. If you put straw around a pot, that apparently affects the pot and makes it hotter. That's called Doha moisture. Now, Chazal didn't allow that. Generally speaking, a normal, typical type of Doha moisture in heaven was ashes, red hot ashes. So imagine you've got your pot and you've got next to you a big pile of red hot ashes and you want to submerge the pot into these red hot ashes. The problem is, there's a very big danger. If you do that on Shabbos, it's very likely you're going to move the ashes, the red hot coals are going to burn brighter. You're doing Havora. It's Mamish Havora. So Chazal didn't allow any form of Hatmona in Dohar Moisim Hevel at all. In fact, it was so strict that even on Erev Shabbos you can't do it. That means I can't put my food in ashes, red hot ashes on Erev Shabbos, and leave it in there till my Friday night meal. And Friday night, I'll take it out because I can't do it. Because I'll say, you can't even do an air shots.
So can the
gentleman
put the ashes in?
No, even the gentleman can't do it. You can't do a gentleman can't. So you've got a problem. You should have questions. You can't do that. Then there's something called Dobar Moisman. This is much more common. A Dobar Moisman is like a cloth, foil, paper, wool, towels, cotton, all these things when you put around a pot to keep it warm. That is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. That means, for example, let's say I come to my house on Shabbos and my hot plate has gone off. So my pot's on the hot plate, but the hot plate's gone off. So what I want to do is I want to take the hot plate off, I want to take the pot off, I'm going to take this towel, and I want to wrap it around the pot. So let's say this is my pot. I do this, I put it around here. On all sides, this will preserve the heat. It won't be moist, it doesn't give out heat, but it preserves heat. That Chazal did not allow to be done on Shabbos. What? Well, I'll tell you what to do, yeah. So that is not allowed to be done. That is a danger. Why can't you do it? Why does Chazal not allow this? Chazal said it's very dangerous, because normally the normal way of working is, if I've got a pot which is off the fire, and I want to wrap around a towel with it. Normally, what I would do is, before I wrap it, I put it on the fire for a bit of time to boost it up. Before I put my towel around, I want to be boiling hot. So it's very common, what I would do is, I would put this pot on the fire for a few seconds, or a minute or so, let it get hot, take it off, and then wrap the towel right round. So Chazal said, that's not allowed on Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, you can do it on Erev Shabbos. If someone's got his hot plate off on Erev Shabbos, he's boiling hot before Shabbos came in, switched off. Then on Erev Shabbos, but it's not yet Shabbos, you can take a towel and wrap the pot completely around with a towel until Friday night. I don't know if anyone does this. People do this, apparently. I've never tried this. Do people do this? People do this, apparently. What?
Many years back.
I remember someone telling me.
They have regulated gas cookers and everything like that.
What?
They have regulated gas cookers and all things like that that makes it easier to cook.
I must tell you, a lot of people don't like using gas cookers on Shabbos because they don't like the gas on Shabbos. So if you could avoid that, now you've got hot plates, you can do a time switch. But I'm saying a lot of people didn't like gas on the whole Shabbos. So in order to avoid that, what you do is you heat up before Shabbos, make it very hot. And then, just before Shabbos comes, you wrap it around with a towel. It takes you an hour and a half to shoot, but at least it still stays hot. Okay. Let's discuss what we do that here. Now, there's a few rules to know before we actually go into our shadow over here. And that is quite right. Hatmona, I'm just using this pot as an example. That's not really a good example. Let's talk about this case. Let's say this is a pot. If I wrap a pot up with any material, but I leave a part of it uncut. That means, for example, let's say I wrap this pot up like this. Put it here. I leave this part uncovered. This part over here, this side is uncovered. Quite a substantial amount of the pot is uncovered. Then Chazal said, that's not the Hatmona. Hatmona is where you wrap a pot up and feet to preserve it. There is a finger on these things over here. Where you're leaving a side open, you're showing us that you're not so interested in it. Because who would wrap up something quite a side open? Obviously, the person wraps it up and leaves a tiny bit over here at the side open. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about he leaves an amount that's open, a substantial amount that's open, which are most people who will be wrapping up foods would not leave that part open. That shows us that he's not into the hamor. This is mutter, even with a dogma have moist apparel, even with things that give out heat, Chazal will not go if you leave open. If you leave part of it open, they will not go so. Yeah? That's number one. What, rule number one. Number two comes from mainstream. And that is, so rabbis will say, why is there not a problem? Let's say I've got a trumpet in here, full to the top. Let's talk about a normal pot. Let's talk about a normal pot over here. Let's say a pot like this. Let's say this is a pot. Yeah, the trumpet is full to the top. Can I put a lid on this pot? Four shots. Is that called Hatmona?
What is Hatmona? I haven't checked it out.
Before it's on the fire.
It's not.
So that's an interesting thing as well. The first insulation around the food is not called Hatmona. Because the reason is most people put a covering on a food for hygiene reasons. It means if I were to put a lid on here normally, it's covered, the food's inside, it's covered around the sides because that's probably what's cooking. But I'm going to put a lid on, I might also want to preserve the heat, but very often the reason why the lid is on is also for hygiene. So generally speaking, the first wrapping that you do is not called Hatmona. If I were now to put a lid on here, and then I take a cloth and I wrap this round, that is Hatmona. The second covering is Hatmona. The first one, generally speaking, is not Hatmona, but the second one is. Yeah.
I could have some, there are some wrappings where basically the air, whatever it is, trapped, and that creates when, once it heats up, it creates more of a pressure, goes up, and basically it helps with the cooking.
Like what? What example are you talking about?
So it has something that from the beginning is already totally wrapped that the air cannot move out, yes?
Where? In a normal pot? In a normal pot, the air can't come out. Hmm? Generally speaking, a normal pot with a lid on, the air doesn't come out.
If you put some, how do you call it?
Pressure cooker.
A clean film, yes, all around.
That's much worse. Hmm? That's one of the problems. Around the pot?
No. Just around the top rim and cover the top. So it's fully covered now. Air cannot come out. No, there's no lid, yes? The lid is made from the clean film. Then the air cannot come out of water vapor. Therefore, it will heat up and it will start steaming whatever is there.
Why is that different to a lid of a pot? When I put a lid of a pot on here, am I, what do you call it? I'm also trapping all the air in.
The air can still go a little bit with some pressure.
Very little. You're saying the cling film traps it more. You're saying the cling film traps it more.
If you double it, yeah.
I must say, I'm not sure. It's an interesting question. But Marshall, let's say you've got a lid. Okay, we'll come to what you're speaking about in a minute, hopefully.
It depends on the weight of your lid, really.
What?
It depends on the weight of the lid.
Whatever way the lid is, it's a very little air seeps through.
What lid?
What?
One lid
is not a problem. Normally one is not a problem. He's asking now, what would you say about his question? I'm not sure about your question. I don't think it's a problem. I'm not sure if you're right. Let's say you've got a pot with a lid on, and you take cling film, and you wrap it around the pot. Not double wrap, it doesn't go down all the way around the sides.
It goes all the way around.
Doesn't it?
So that's not as monotonous, and I'm not too wrapping.
Right, so the hole, that would be okay.
Too, but on the rest of
yeah, just that. If you have a pot with a lid on top, and you take a clip film and you put a clip film just around the lid to trap the heat, the hole, that's okay.
And then you put the lid on.
Put a lid on and a clip film around, have a check it out, the hole, that's okay.
But if you did before Shabbos?
Before Shabbos, yeah. On Shabbos, you're going to see that as a problem. It's an interesting question over here, what he's asking. Because this is an interesting question. Because, and I'm asking you a question over here, Marshall. If I've got a pot on the fire, yeah, and I take a towel and wrap it before Shabbos, is that okay? I've got a pot on fire. What? Yeah.
This is the problem now. If it's on the fire, on the blech, and I take a towel normally is a dova hamam, it doesn't add heat. But now that it's on the fire is giving off heat. So the whole pot now becomes a dova hamoish of heaven with that towel around it. That's also in the other chance. Now see what's happened over here. This part of the fire that's gone on underneath it has made the pot now into a dova hamoish of heaven. So the towel that goes around it, normally a towel is off the flame, has got no color to heat something up. But now that it's on the flame, it's on a blech, it's on a hot plate, well, even if you go on an urn and you put a pot on top of the urn, and that pot you wrap up with a towel, since there's a fire under the urn which is giving up heat upwards, that towel is now called a dova hamoish of heaven. And that can't be done even on Erev Shabbos. Just one final question before we stop. So now, this pot over here, is this called Hatzmona?
Yes, have we
ever
used
that?
No,
from the lid. Right, the chora, stop there. But the chora is not Hatzmona because the surat inside here is one covering. Yes. The food inside here is another covering. But this whole top area here is not covered. So the chora, there's no Hatzmona on this. Let's see what's. Alright, what's that?
He's matter.
Yeah, because the, like I just said now, pass is not mona. The top
he
is not
covered. He says it should be fully cooked before Shabbos. He brings the mokhe. The offers hands the mokhe. Yeah. So if it's fully cooked, there's no dinner.